unpredictable and deadly. That's been the weather in Central Africa so far this year. The erratic start of the rainy season and the fear of drought have led farmers in northern Cameroon to plant their crops several times. Eastwards across the border in neighboring Chad, floods swept away numerous homes and worsened a cholera outbreak. Experts say the absence of early warning systems increases the effects of climate fluctuations on the poor. Meteorologists and disaster management experts are urging governments to endorse the construction of climate observatories across Central Africa. The recommendation was announced at a recent forum held in the Cameroonian capital Yaoundé in late September. André Kamga is with the African Center of Meteorological Applications for Development, ACMAD, based in Niger. He says setting up the climate monitors is a matter of urgency considering the increasingly unpredictable changes in climate.
What we are planning to do is to have sub-regional climate centers that will take care of early warnings a season in advance, a week in advance, a few days in advance, and a few minutes before flooding events and other disasters.
There are few statistics on the social and economic effects of weather-related problems for Central Africa. But figures obtained from Cameroon's National Meteorological Service indicate that 19 major natural disasters killed over 295,000 people around the world in 2010, with material losses evaluated at more than $130 billion. Kamga says the centers would not only collect and assess climate data and other information for up-to-date forecasts that will help policymakers make better decisions.
What hamper policy awareness on the necessity to work towards reducing disasters is the fact that in many countries, when a flooding event occurs, there is no estimate of its cost to make sure that policymakers take the right decisions. This climate center will have as mandate to assess post-disaster impact.
Representatives from the governments of Gabon and Cameroon at the Yaoundé meeting pledged to back the creation of the centers, but a time frame for the construction has not been mentioned. Many people in Cameroon are growing frustrated both with the unpredictable weather patterns and the reaction to it by politicians and scientists.
They should stop attending meetings and not implementing the recommendations. Agriculture has been affected. People are very sick. Water sources are drying up. So it's horrible.
Climate change has a very bad impact because it influences negatively food production.
The government is doing little to create alternative energy sources. So the people depend on forest.
We have to encourage planting of trees and sensitize population about how to avoid effects that lead to climate change.
Parents should teach their children the dangers of climate change, teach them to take care of the little vegetation they find around the house.
But meteorologist André Kamga remains hopeful. He says initial steps have been proposed.
One is the establishment of mailing a platform on the web to exchange information between experts on climate and disaster risk in the sub-region. The second is strengthening of the process of establishing a sub-regional climate center for Central Africa.
Meantime, the African Center of Meteorological Applications for Development has issued its fifth regional climate outlook for Central Africa. The document, based on a consensus of experts, warns that coastal zones from Cameroon to the DR Congo are likely to witness above normal rainfall this year. The center says such knowledge can help decision makers adjust their policies. They could make preparations for the flooding that accompanies torrential rains. They could also remind farmers to wait until the heaviest period of rainfall is tapering off before planting their seeds, or suggest that farmers plant their crops twice. They say those suggestions would be an improvement over the situation as it is today, where weather catches farmers by surprise and unprepared. For VOA Africa, I'm Tariq Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.